VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motive or his nationality, but they suspect he was part of a network of people. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A police spokesman says two other men are also suspects in the case. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier, German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. Germany is the largest single contributor to Greece's economic bailout and thus had to approve the agreement before it could proceed. Germany's finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, told lawmakers it would be irresponsible not to approve the bailout. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khalid Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. This is VOA News. Israel's Supreme Court is suspending the detention of a Palestinian